What is up? This is Los, and welcome to The Talking Place. I am going to be talking to myself this week. This is not something, it is not a cry for help. This is not anything of the sort. This is me being bored, wanting to put something out and not really knowing exactly, you know, how to go about doing it with someone else. I want to say I've, you know, bought a lot of these things up before, but I want to try and, you know, do a solo show here. I want to try and do something where I'm just like, you know, throwing things out there with things I'm thinking about. And right now it's gaming. That's where I'm at again in my life. that's where my head is at for hobbies and like spare time and stuff. That's where I'm going. So I'm wanting to talk about that type of stuff for right now. This episode though, I'm going to be more, you know, like introducing this idea. I was listening to, what was I listening to? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of trailing off like that, maybe. That's another thing too. Like, I'm really trying to like not have to deal with editing. So I'm really sorry, like off the bat. Sorry, this is the way it's going to be. I think it's going to be better for like, you know, listening. It could be perfect. It could be, you know, more streamlined, more like, you know, focused and to the point and all that. But that's not life. That's, you know, that's me sitting there for like an hour or two, making sure that I cut out all my uhs and and, you know, and making sure there's no space in between. Because look, there's gonna be space in between. So that's how it's gonna work. Sorry. That's not me being lazy. That's me evolving into someone who wants to do things but hasn't. Because I don't want to deal with having to edit and having to do all that stuff. So this is, you're getting uncut. You're getting the raw deal here. The raw deal here. It's 1 o'clock. That's me. That's my brain telling me to go to sleep. And that's my ring. I want to, here's how this came about. I already told this to my wife, so she's probably listening and she's probably shaking her head. But I was watching YouTube. I've been doing YouTube for a little bit, you know, like that's my go-to. I got 5 minutes. Let me put on a video, you know, and I have a watch later list. Like longer than, you know, something that's like really long. And I really am like, you know, putting stuff in there whenever I see something cool that I'm like, well, let me go back and check this out for later. And that's why my watch later list is very long, because I never go back. I never go and see what I put in there. You know, it's just, it's gone. And I'm horrible. And then even better, when I actually do go into my watch later list and I watch something from there, I don't take it out. So it just stays there. And that's me. I'm a mess. So anyway, something that actually, you know, survived the watch later list, it was this dude on YouTube that he puts out videos of him making coffee, and talking about stuff. So what got me to watch him was he was talking about the Steam Deck and he was drinking coffee, like making coffee. So it was like, he was basically holding up a huge sign for me personally to watch him. So I watched him and I really dug it. I dug what he was doing. I really dug, where he was going with his ideas and his topic and how he executed it. He's got his whole coffee, shtick thing where he's making an elaborate cup of coffee that, someone with a lot of time, makes a cup of coffee. But weighing everything out, grinding everything, like, yeah, that type of stuff. But I was, sitting there actually listening to him and listening to his ideas and his thoughts about, gaming and Steam Deck and being a dad and, all this other things. And like I watched 3 or 4 episodes over, a few days' time, and I was just sitting there like, why can't I do that? Why can't I do that with podcasting? I have a podcast. I've had a podcast. It's this place has been here for forever now. Like it's not even it's just it's here. It's been collecting dust. I had to blow the dust off this place before I could even like find a table. Like it's been unused here. And I could do it. I could do this. I could talk and ramble and just, throw my thoughts out there with whatever. And I could be dumb, but I could also, talk cool stuff and, I could get into my ideas. And I've been having a lot of stuff to talk about lately. There's been a lot of things going on that I could sit here and I could talk about stuff, especially with games. Like, I've been having a lot of thoughts as far as gaming goes and what I've been into and how I've been like getting back into the fold with gaming, and it's been something that I'm looking forward to talking about, to getting into and like just throwing my thoughts out there with stuff. So I think this is the route that I'm gonna go. This is how it's gonna be. Time goes on. I really want to have other people on. I don't want to talk to myself forever. Like that's not what this is gonna turn into. This is gonna be the filling in the space in between when there's other people here. So I'm looking forward to having other people come on and we could talk about anything you want to talk about. I'm looking forward to all the conversations that I have not had yet with other people on here. But in the meantime, until then, until I get someone to come on here and talk whatever, I'm gonna, be in between here, talking to myself, and that's fine. It's normal. It's cool. Everyone does it. I want to cut that out. That's bad. Coughing. Jeez. So unprofessional. Anyway, yeah, I wanna. Oh, damn, that's bad. Damn it, I gotta cut this out. You know what? I'm not gonna cut it out. This is what you're getting. This is me not caring because it's 1 a.m. So, and I need water. It's been a while. So, like, I want to be able to like get Sarah back on here. Sarah was from a few episodes ago. One, two episodes ago. And go check that out. especially if you are into the book game and you like to read and you're into buying books, collecting books and all that. So I would definitely recommend checking that out. She's an awesome one to talk to. I'm looking forward to talking to her again and catching up and doing, because this a lot has changed since then. I've actually like removed myself from the book buying like world. Not entirely, but I have a very different mind now, you know, when it comes to buying all those special edition books and everything. But that's a topic for another show. I'm looking forward to talking with Al again. It's been a while, and maybe one day I'll get Beardy back on here. We'll see. There's going to be a lot of convincing to try and get him to back on here. I'm thinking I'm going to have to either bribe him or trick him into coming back. So I got to try and figure out ways to outsmart him, because he's usually two steps ahead of me, so it's not good. But anyway, I'm rambling again. If I'm going to go ahead and link this dude's YouTube in here, hopefully I remember, because like I said, I am not going to be editing, and that's usually when I go back and make notes for stuff. So I'm going to link to his YouTube, and I'm typing now. That's why I sound like I'm not focusing. So I'm going to go ahead and you know, so you guys could watch if you want to watch. If not, that's cool. Whatever. I don't care. I don't know him. I will say, though, that I got into watching him for a bit, and then I trailed off and I stopped watching him. It's not because I wasn't enjoying the conversations he was having. It's because I started to find him a little annoying, I guess. Like, I don't know. There's a very off chance that he will be, you know, downloading and listening to this episode of me. But you know, I felt like he got obnoxious, I guess is the word. But you know, he was flying too close to the sun, let me say, with everything he was doing and how, and because me personally, you know, I am a stay-at-home father. I got three kids who, you know, who basically run the asylum here. And it's something that I don't have a problem with, you know, at all. But I don't hide the fact that, you know, that they them being kids and being here and all that stuff, that it's hard for me to do anything. You know, I mean, there's a reason why I don't put out podcasts all the time. There's a reason why I don't game all the time or do whatever. You know, it's because, you know, I have kids who, you know, they take a lot of energy from me during the day, and at nighttime I don't want to do anything. So that's how it is, and that's something that I'm cool with. I've been cool with it. I started gaming again, yeah, but that's, you know, because thanks to the Steam Deck, I could just game from my bed and I could fall asleep playing, no problem. And then I go to sleep, and that's it. You know, I just got to be careful not to be holding the Steam Deck up. Because if that thing falls on your face, then forget about it. That's like, holy crap. You're either going to knock out completely, or you're going to be wide awake because of the pain. So, but, you know, with him, with this guy, he was getting too close to the sun, in that he was talking all his videos about how he's a stay at home, not stay at home, how he's a dad, and how he has, like, you know, all these dad responsibilities, that he's always doing whatever with his kids, that he's, that, you know, he's got his wife, and I think he has a job or something, but no, he's a stay at home father. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But, you know, he's got these things going on in his house where he's, you know, doing a dad thing, and that's like a big cornerstone for his thing, because he's getting back into gaming with his Steam Deck, like, you know, someone we all know, and he's doing all this stuff, and he was streaming and all that. But then, you know, for me personally, I'm a dad who is doing the same thing, but for a long time I wasn't, because I know that dad life, you know, and I know there's not a lot of time to be fitting in a whole bunch of gaming and then going off into your little room where you're gonna be making a coffee for yourself for like a half hour every day, and then recording a video about it, and then going and editing the video, and then putting the video out. And, you know, it's like something is not adding up for me with him, and it was bothering me, so I had to stop watching. But that's my own hang up. That's my own personal hang up. Maybe you think he's really cool. Maybe you're gonna like the way he makes coffee. I don't know. I have no idea. Or maybe you drink tea. Maybe you like tea. I don't know. It's late. I shouldn't have done this. But I'm 17 minutes in right now, and I can't stop. And I'm gonna post this. I'm gonna publish it because I spent time doing this. And, you know, I'm crazy like that. I'm done. I'm done hiding the fact that I'm not mentally stable most of the time. So that's probably where you're going to get hit in a lot of these shows too. I hope you're looking forward to it. And I hope I'm not in the general area of my wife when she's listening to this, because I don't want to be judged in person. It's one thing when you're judged over the internet, because, you know, you get the messages and you're like, holy crap, you're crazy, Lewis. And it's like, ha ha ha, yeah, I'm nuts, whatever. It's totally different when your wife is there and she's staring at you, shaking her head. And you're just feeling like all sorts of disappointment. But I'm gonna end it here before it gets any worse, because I'm tired and the computer is about to die. And yeah, so thank you for listening. Let me know if this was okay. Please let me know if this is something that you would listen to on the regular, because like I said, I got stuff I want to talk about. I got stuff that I want to, you know, get off my chest with, you know, stuff, you know, whatever I'm into, whatever I'm doing. So, you know, there's plenty of things that I could talk about, but should I continue this, or should I wait for someone else here so I could talk to them and it's not like super weird and, you know, awkward? Is this awkward? Am I being awkward now? Did it just get awkward because I asked you if it was awkward? Like, it's all right. I'm done now. Okay. Thank you for listening. Peace out. See you next time. Maybe if I wasn't too awkward, or see you next time, you know, with someone else, if I was. Good night. Peace out.